thankfully, it doesn't look like the water, they were to keep the water out of the treatment areas. You know, it was great work was done by the staff in doing that there. But I suppose a major catastrophe has been avoided, but we can't let this go any longer without questioning the design build and the HSE's acceptance of that design build. And certainly I would be calling on the Minister of Health that he needs to order an inquiry into the building of this hospital, its location, and what its future is going to be.
A lot of the information we have at this stage is anecdotal, but people on the scene are reporting that this water came from a different direction. So perhaps a broader look at flood preventative measures needs to be, that needs to be looked at.
That's correct, Greg. On this occasion, it came down from the front of Errigal College there, and over the bank and onto the road, the approach road into the accident emergency car park. And it just acted like a river, and it carried it right through and around the new accident emergency. And as I say, only for the valiant efforts of staff, they prevented a lot worse damage than what has been done to date. And as I say, that'll have to be assessed overnight, I would imagine, to see is the accident emergency fit for purpose. If I could just say, at one point, I'm just standing outside the accident emergency here, but you can see where buckets of water were thrown out, and there's an awful lot of grit and sand that was contained in that water. So I'd say there's a job of work to be done in sterilising and making it safe again.